If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How many of you were at our last event? And yeah, and I started sharing about, you know, one of my mentors, Mark, who had, you know, passed away. And I couldn't finish the session. I kind of ran out of here. And, you know, I'm really, really honored. I'm excited that she said yes. But I am going to be interviewing his wife. And I'm very, very honored. Just so much respect, so much love for her. And so let's just go ahead and bring her out. Miss Shani Hoverson.
Let's go.
Do you have a good side? You want this one?
They told me you like this side, so.
They did?
That's what they told me.
I have a good side? I didn't even know. All right. Okay. No idea. So, how are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm very honored that you invited me, Ray, because
yeah.
I don't know. Can we give a little hand for Ray, just the support and the loyalty? Like, this is a true friend. This is a true man who, one of his best friends was in time of need, and he came through. You know, he didn't shy away. He wasn't, like, scared. He came through. He even visited us in North Dakota. Mark was like, you know, Ray, it's a little Tom Sawyer out here, a little, you know, bear. But if you want to come visit, just know that's how it is. And he came and supported the family. And
yeah.
I've never really told you in person, and so I just want to tell you how grateful, Ray, for your friendship, Mark, and to our family, and everything that, who you are. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I wasn't going to cry.
I already asked a question yet. Oh, man, you're killing me. This is about you, not me. Man, so... You know, it's interesting because, you know, I've had a lot of mentors, you know, over the years, and you know, Mark was just, he was just different. He made me not just what I thought he was going to help me with, but he just helped me in so many other areas. Like just seeing how he thought about family, about parenting, about, you know, just so many, just life, really. And so, you know, I'm just curious. I guess one of the questions that I wanted to ask that might be beneficial to everyone here is, you know, Mark, you know, built, the two of you built a very impressive legacy and a very impressive company while having four kids. How'd y'all do that? Like, what was the plan there?
And how much time,
like,
do we have?
Yeah, right.
No, you know, it's a loaded question because, you know, before Mark got into the industry and actual business, you know, once he decided, like, I'm in, I want more for the family, we had four kids in 4.5 years, and working in the church just wasn't providing it for him, so he wanted to do something more, and I was all on board to support him. So he kind of dove in, and...
Where was he?
He was a youth pastor for a while.
Okay.
So he was working in the church, and it just came to a point, I'm like... I think we're living in a trailer, and I'm pregnant with our third kid, barefoot, real story. And I think he just got tired of seeing that. You know, if you don't know our backstory, the finances were very, very tight. He would, like, not want me to get my hair done, tell me not to put so much milk. He's told these stories, so these are okay stories to tell.
I will tell you, many people in here don't know enough of his story.
Okay.
So don't feel like it'll be repetitive or anything like that. I would say, I mean, majority of my community didn't have the pleasure, other than like the course that we did together, many of them didn't have that pleasure to really hear a lot of his stories.
Okay, so that's good to know. So to back up then, we got married at like 23, 24. This is really funny. So a month before we were to get married, I found out through a friend he didn't even have a job. And so then I confronted him on it, and I'm like, so is this a rumor or is this real life? And he's like, well, Shani, I didn't want you to be stressed. I'm like, all
and
right.
And now I am.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, Mark and who he is, the reason why I was so attracted to him, I felt safe with him. He just had this, if you ever had the privilege of meeting him, you trusted him and you felt safe with him. And that's exactly why I was. Even knowing that, I just kind of shook my head and was like, all right. You know, but because I knew he was going to figure it out. I knew he was going to make something happen. And so we went into the youth ministry and moved out to Maryland from North Dakota. We bought a trailer. And I'm pretty content. I didn't grow up in a lot of wealth. I had everything I needed, but he was always not happy. He was always, this is stuff I found out later from him, like towards the end, is he was always internally like stressed out about, you know, our hot water heater would go out and he'd have to call his parents to like, hey, can you help us? Like, I can't afford, you know, to replace this hot water heater. Or one night, you know, I'm pregnant with our second kid and we have Isaac and the gas runs out of the trailer and the guy comes to fill up the gas and Mark is like, you know, I can give you this check, but it's gonna bounce. And the guy just, I think, had pity on us because we're in a trailer, we got these small kids, and he's like, don't worry about it, man, you're good. And so, you know, and the telling me, you know, just put a little bit of milk in your cereal, don't get your hair done, getting angry if I spent $60 to get my hair done, these are all stories he's told. So that's where we came from. And so he hit a point when I was pregnant with our third kid, we owned a computer. I think we bought it for $400, which was a lot of money for us, and it barely worked. He's like, why did you buy that? It doesn't work. But so we got into it, and he started to transition into the internet marketing world, and once he did, he was all in. Like, whatever Mark did, he was all in. So when it was, you know, whether it's the Bible or study or whatever he is all in. So he started diving in, and I'm, you know, about to give birth to our third kid, and quickly get pregnant with our fourth kid. And so he's kind of growing at maximum speeds. This is an interesting story for married couples when back then the internet was a new thing. So now network marketing, internet marketing.
And what year was that? Was that like 2008 or?
Yeah,
like
so 2007.
What? Seven, okay.
Yep, 2007 he paid Jeffrey Combs $2,000 and that was his first coach he paid.
Nice.
And we didn't know how the next mortgage payment was gonna get paid. And I remember him asking me for my social security number. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, we gotta have some funds here to pay this coach. And I was like a little nervous because it's my credit on the line. But you know, all that, that whole world was like new. But again, I trusted him. I'm just like, he's gonna figure it out. It's gonna be okay. And so he went all in and he started growing at lightning speeds. And if you wanna know the real truth, like I always supported him, but it was new, you know, not a lot of people were in this. And there was one moment, I don't even like sharing the story because I wasn't supportive of him. And I made a little comment that I'm still like, I know he's over it, but, you know, I still hold on to that. But I was very supportive, but I wasn't growing at lightning speeds as him because I was, like, baby brain dead, like, changing diapers, feeding, just the whole routine of four kids in 4.5 years, right? And I remember him being a little frustrated with that, and that can be a real thing between couples if one's just kind of skyrocketing and one's not. Thankfully, he had enough wisdom to know, like, you know, it's a season. It's not going to last forever, and I showed interest, like, I'm going to. It's just right now it's I'm a little occupied. So I was going somewhere with this. Okay, so he's growing in. One thing he said to me and that we've told couples is, you know, as long as you're in the same book, you're going to be okay. You don't have to be on the same page, but as long as you're in the same book. So luckily we were in the same book. And then as the kids grew, I began to take more interest. Well, I had more time. The kids were all in school. So then while they're at school, I showed interest. Like, I want to help you. Like, what can I do? More behind the scenes things, but then I started to come behind him and support him.
Yeah, that's so cool. He, you know, it was interesting because at the, you know, at the service, all of the kids mentioned his discipline.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my goodness, what are they gonna say?
Really, you know, man, Dad was amazing, and he disciplined us. And so, like, I was always just impressed because he would share stories with me of, you know, hey, you got a kid over three, they should be washing the dishes. What's your problem? And, like, he would say things like that. I'm like, oh, all right. And, like, tell me a little bit about that. Like, what, can you share little bit about how he thought on, because I always felt like he, I think a lot of times I definitely feel this way, where, like, the family life, kids, just kind of happens and you just kind of deal with it. I feel like he had, like, a plan. Like, he helped, obviously, with you run the family a little differently than I think than most. Can you share, like, some of his
100%
thoughts?
And so just to give a little dynamic of Mark and I's relationship, too. So I started helping him with the business, but also my role and my dream was to serve my husband. So he knew, it's like Mark had this special calling on his life, and that's one of the reasons why I was so, like, I'm like, this guy's got something. And so that's why I creeped on him for 5 years, and he finally woke up and realized, yep, okay, I think she's the one. So he was like, all right, she's my cheerleader, I'm in. So my role and my enjoyment was in serving him because I knew he had a special calling, and so it was him being the face of everything and whatever I could do to make that easier for him. So then we dive into, the home was a lot, me, so he could do business. But when he was home and the disciplinary, so Mark, he did have a plan because Mark was a very intentional, and he taught on this. Whenever, let's say, you know, he was meeting with you on a one-on-one, he had intentions. He wanted you to feel like you were the number one person. He wanted you to come out feeling from that conversation with a certain feeling. So he went into everything with an intention. He went into our marriage with intentions. He went into having kids with intentions. And so when he would hang out, he didn't spend hours and hours, you know, maybe with the family or with the kids. But when he had that time with the kids, 10 minutes could feel like 2 hours. Because of the wisdom and the time that he did spend, you felt so special. The kids felt so special. And even when he would discipline, we did spank our kids. And so but it was a process. It wasn't just a quick, oh, I'm just angry and you did something wrong, I'm spanking you. We had a process of intentions where we would ask the kids, like, why? You know, it takes a lot of patience. I mean, it takes time to do this. And so he was like, you know, what did you do? And we made sure the kids understood exactly what they did. And then, you know, went into the discipline aspect of it. But he was very hard. And he has high standards.
Yeah.
And I'm now that he's gone, like, I'm appreciative that because sometimes I'd be like, whoa, I think, like, a little too strong on that one, honey, maybe just a little softer. But now that he's gone, it's like they have that foundation.
Yeah.
And that's going to help me so much now that he's not here. But he had an intention. Whenever he would discipline, the kids knew. They weren't just like, oh, I don't know why I'm getting disciplined right now. Like, they knew why.
Right.
They understood why. And he would tell them the bigger picture of why it was better to do it a different way.
Yeah.
You know, or why what their actions did, how that could affect them.
Right. No, it was awesome. And I should back up what I said because, you know, I said the kids talked about discipline. I don't know if I'm doing that. But the kids had talked about discipline. But they talked about it out of reverence.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like, oh, he really disciplined. It was like, and he made sure to discipline it. Like,
and
they spoke of it of honor.
I think that they were able to say that he disciplined them showed that it's not like they were a scared thing.
Right.
They were like,
right,
or something.
And I love that's so, it's so cool because we haven't had these discussions.
Yeah.
You know, we really haven't. It's
you guys
cool.
Are the first.
Yeah. It's cool to hear you describe it. And then me plug my experiences into it, and it matches perfectly. Intention. You know, if you were around Mark, you did feel like $1 million. And it was just like, we talk about being present. You know, when you're at the dinner table, be present, put the phone away. Like, he really zoned in on you. And high standards, you know, he would, he saw me, he would see me, like, in a video or something, And he would just randomly, you know, kind of, you know, message me, text me, call me or whatever. Hey, got a minute? I'm like, sure. And he said, hey, man, you know, I saw that video that you did. And, man, great video. You know, you may not want to have all that shit in the background.
That's Mark.
And he said, hey, that was a great video. You may not want to slouch so much. maybe. And he's like, hey, when you take a picture, maybe, you know, like he would, you know, give me these little tweaks. Mm-hmm. And I loved that. I love that. And I remember him talking about, I want to say Isaac, but I'm not positive, where he said, is it me? Am I messing up? Okay. All right. And so I remember him saying, yeah, and Isaac, that is, I don't remember the exact context, but I remember him saying, Isaac, that is not how you polish a boot. And he was not joking. He was not messing around. That is not how you polish a shoe. And this is a crap job. And he, right?
Were you there in public when he said this? Because Mark would do this. Because he's mentored. We have Jade and Matt here, two young men who are 25, and they lived with us. And they'll tell you, if you want to know the insides of Mark, like, he did not hide anything. Like, if a kid did something wrong and you were over at the house visiting, he in front of people would, in a constructive way, would, like you said, call him out.
One of the stories that I just thought was so awesome is he was sharing about someone that I think sang maybe at church, and he says to the kid, he goes, hey, great job singing. And the kid said, well, it's all from God. And he said, you weren't that good.
That's a true story.
That was you singing. It wasn't that good. But that's Mark. It's just so awesome that he would say these things. It was just crazy. One of the things that I think would be interesting to hear and know is, I remember him coming over and when I was over in Phoenix and he first shared with me, and we just were in this Phoenix hotel and just two dudes sitting at a table crying just for like hours. It was just terrible. And when he first found out, but when he first felt that he could tell me, right? And I believe at that point he'd already known for a while. So his passing, it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't a, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. You guys had years to kind of prepare yourself for that. As a family man, as a business person, can you share like what were some of his thoughts around, or what was some of the things that you guys did to kind of, you know, prepare for that eventual thing to happen?
That's a good question, Ray. What's interesting is I think Mark had a lot of internal thoughts that he was dealing with, because part of it is I think he didn't think he was going to die. Like, I think because everything he's done, he's always made it work. Just like he got a job after we got married. He created finances for us when we were low, got into the marketing, and he figured things out. I think there was a part of him, even though in the end he knew it was the end, I think he thought it wasn't going to be the end. And so as far as answering your question with the preparing, of course, in the beginning when he's told he's got 30 days, you have a family meeting, the kids are all around the table, you know, you tell each of them, he's crying, whatever. But, you know, he was going to die in 30 days so many times, it's like, but then he kept coming through it. So I think when you keep coming through it and you're doing the opposite of what the doctors are going to tell you, you just think you're going to living. So as far as preparing, obviously we'd always keep the kids informed, but we didn't do a lot of preparing because a lot of it was him trying to live while he was sick. And so there wasn't a lot of energy for him. Does that make sense? There wasn't a lot of energy for him to prepare. Like in the beginning, like when he physically, you couldn't tell physically that he was sick. He was building the business. He was just, you know, he didn't feel like he was going to go. And so he was just living life like it should be. It wasn't, well, let's make sure we got this in order. He was just gonna do.
Right.
You know.
That makes sense. Make it work. What was the timeline? Like the first time they gave him 30 days to live, how much how
like, how long was that period that he, you know, when he actually did? I mean, it was years, I believe.
It was years. So he was given in 2014, 30 days to live, and the doctors were like, you know, it's an interesting story how he even found out he had it. But he was given 30 days to live, and, you know, Mark was getting into snow skiing more, and the doctor was like, you'll never ski again, get all your things in order, and that's it. So then he passes away August 17th of 2018. So he lived 4 years past what the doctors originally told him, and they had told him 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 times, like, this is it. This is it. And so I even think myself and the kids, even when he was in the hospital, it was, you know, I'm watching all the lab work, of course. I feel like I could be a nurse now because I know all the numbers, know everything to look for. But I remember the doctor telling me, you know, he's got, you know, because I saw the pancreas starting to decrease and the kidneys starting to go, and I'm like, what's going on here? So the doctor was honest with me, and he's like, he's got 3 weeks to live. And I'm trying to, like, have a conversation with Mark because I'm wanting to get things more in order. Like, you know, life's getting real right now. I think the time is coming. Like, I think we should have a more intimate conversation with the kids. I think we should get, you know, a little more of that stuff going on. And he wouldn't believe it. He did not believe it. And so I'm, like, calling privately to the doctor. I'm like, hey, like, next time we come in, can you maybe make this a little more real for him? Because I don't think he gets it. Like, that's just his mindset. Like, he's not going to believe it. He's going to figure it out and go. And that was, like, one time when he came in from doing a Facebook Live. He's skin and bones, still wanting to provide value to the people. And he comes in.
He did Facebook Lives up until...
Weekly, the week before he passed.
Yeah.
Yep. And he came in from one of them, and I remember he was on the ground on his knees, and he's just crying in pain. Like, that's all he could do was one Facebook Live a week. That's all the energy he could rally. And I remember I'm just laying next to him, and I'm just like, you know, what? I'm like, you know, because they say sometimes in the end, give him permission. Like, maybe he's holding on for me or the family or what. And so I'm just like, Mark, like, I'm okay. I'm like, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out finances. I'll figure out the bit, like, we're going to be okay. So if you're, I'm like, because it was hard for me to watch as his wife, to watch him. At some point, the pain gets too much to watch, and you're just like, why? So I was just like, why are you doing this? And he's just like, Shannon, I don't know how to quit. He's like, God is just going to have to take me because I don't know how to quit. And I'm just like, I mean, just that mentality, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've told, you know, I've shared some of his story, you know, with our rank makers and some other people. And I'm like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm that strong. I don't know about that. Right. And, you know, I don't think I told you this, but when we were at the bar, like, afterwards.
After the funeral?
Yeah.
Okay.
After the funeral, we were at his favorite bar. And he, someone there, I didn't catch who it was, a cousin or something, said, yeah, you know, 2 weeks ago, you know, Mark came to someone's wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We went to a wedding, and I remember being like, the day of, I'm thinking, oh, like, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say something like, yeah, we're going. And then the day of, it was like a 2-hour drive. And so at this point, Mark is, like I said, he's skin and bones, so like sitting in a car, even with seat pads, it's just, he's uncomfortable. It's just, everything is like painful. But like I said, I think there's a part of him that knew he was going to go, and there's a part of him that wanted to live until he went. And so we get there, a 2-hour drive, we get there, and there's like this tower of stairs. And if you don't know his story, he had a tumor on his spine where it fractured it, and he had to have back spine surgery. And so it was quite I think that's really what kind of crushed his spirit and took him out. But he, you know, so he used a walker. And so he looked at that tower of stairs, and I'm like, oh, boy. Because it was in a barn. It was a barn wedding. And so we had to go upstairs, and he did it. He just went up, made it up all those stairs. And that is the last wedding he went to, and those friends of ours, when they saw him come up there, were like, they just treasure that moment. Like, everybody who saw him is like,
yeah,
it's really happening.
Yeah,
is he
they
really
were talking
healed?
About it.
Here, yeah.
It was just, just amazing. Just the fight, the grit, the I'm not going to quit, I'm not going to give up.
But that made him feel, because I asked him when we were at the hotel, I'm like, Mark, I'm like, why did you come? Like, why did you do this? And he just, until he went, he wanted to feel like he was living. And I'm just like, even with that much pain and that much work to go up this tower of stairs, that much work to him, that brought him happiness. Because he felt like he was living and he wasn't, I don't want to say missing out, but he was a part of family and living and life.
Yeah. And again, making someone feel like the most important person.
Yes, and making them, yes, exactly.
I mean, how important do you feel if you are the recipient of that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they still talk about it, and we have a picture of the four of us at the wedding, and they said that was the most special moment that they remember at their wedding, is Mark coming up those stairs and making it and seeing him. And it was a special moment because, you know, Mark has always had a mentoring heart, and so he's got all these old North Dakota boys that he's mentored since like 7th and 8th grade, and he's just, I think he went back to the car and was down to his boxers or something because he was uncomfortable. But all the boys, these 20-year-olds, are around him with the cigars. He'd bought a bunch of cigars because that's what he did with the boys, right? And so he did, that was his last, like, moment with these boys. But he wanted that moment for them, and they made him feel so special. I think there was a part of him that's like, I don't know if they're really going to want to hang out because of, you know, the way he looked or whatever. You know, you get weird thoughts when you're going through stuff, right? And so it was so special. All the boys came around. They all smoked the cigars. They're all... But he created that moment. He went in. We had went to town. He's like, Shannon, you got to go in and buy these cigars. He had that intention in his mind. And that moment for those boys, young men, 20-year-olds, I guess, I can't call them kids or boys anymore, but that's what they remember. That's their last memory of Mark, is that gathering, like old times, laughs, cigars, wisdom. And it's that intention, that intention.
Yeah, and I, you know, my last conversation with him, do you know?
I don't know if I know this.
You don't know?
I don't know.
He sold me these shoes.
Oh, that's right. He sold you the shoes. That's right.
He says, listen, Higdon, I don't know if you want these things. It's totally fine if you don't. And that's just right?
Yes.
Does that sound exact? Right.
It's totally
He's like,
right.
If you want, awesome, not totally, no big deal. Right? He was seeing if I was open, giving me an out, right? And he said, I got these shoes, they're Italian made, they're this, they're that.
He was so proud.
And he said, he goes, there's a lot of people that want them. I would love for you to be the first. And, right?
Good salesman, yes, that is
And
correct.
I'm like, dude, of course. And then he's like, He kept saying something about him, and I'm like, dude, I'm already sold. I'm done. He's like, all right, go here. He gave me the instructions, right? And, you know, and I ordered these, and you helped to finish him up so I could.
Is what's really funny. So he designs these shoes, and this is a project. There's not a lot he can do, but he has the time to be in front of his laptop, and half the time I'm not watching what he's doing. And so he's designing these shoes, so I'm not watching where he's getting them from. I have Jaden, who is our right hand, who helps us, doesn't know, you know, it doesn't, so it's like, he's like, yeah, you know, I bought these shoes and wondering where those are at. And I'm like, yep, I remember the shoes. Don't know anything, where he got them, how to get them, what to do. So I start snooping on his computer and I'm like, shoes, Italian shoes, and figure all the details out and make it happen. But it's just kind of funny, like, his mind was just continually living in the end, that he's designing Italian-made shoes.
Yes, that's.
And the funnier.
He was busy designing Italian-made shoes. That's what he. Yeah.
And that's what he did.
Cracks me up.
But I think the funny part about the shoes is the price. Tell your story about when he tells you the price, and then I'll. Because wasn't it kind of like you were a little shocked that they were gonna be the price they were?
Well, so he says it. I don't know if you know that. You don't know this story, I don't think.
Know.
So he says to me, he goes, and Higdon, there's $600. Like, I got a $100 coupon. And I'm like, Mark, I'm not taking your fucking coupon. Right? I'm like, just give me the link. Keep the coupon. He goes, you should use the coupon. It's $100 off. And I'm like, I'm not using the coupon. Just let me buy it.
So he buys the shoes, and they're $500 or $600, whatever they are. And his, you know, he was kind of wanting to go, this was going to be his thing. He was going to start like this clothing brand and starting off with these shoes, and this was going to be the next big moneymaker.
And this was like a new project. This wasn't like
brand new.
He
I didn't
did
know
this
where
10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, he's doing it while.
Because this was probably a couple weeks before he passed, maybe, that you had this conversation.
Oh, no. I believe it was 1 week.
1 week.
I think within 1 week of that conversation that he passed.
He designed the shoes. Yeah. And so then, I'm, looking for Ray to get him these shoes, and I see, paid the $500 or $600, and I'm like starting to dig into this a little more about the cost of these Italian shoes, because, it's going to be the big moneymaker. I think there was like $50 at the end of the day that comes in, and like Mark's concept always made me laugh of like the profit wasn't quite always there. So I'm like, we're putting a standstill on the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he left impacted a lot of people, and people came from all over the world for his service. I'm so glad that we created that course, with him together. And
I remember when you guys created that.
Yeah, I mean, that was.
Do you remember what he was going through? What he
I mean, he didn't really share with me details, but there were multiple times where we had to cancel a session because he was just in too much pain and too much.
Yeah, we were. I remember specifically just because it's just to show you the strength of what one person can do. And we were in Houston, Texas. He was doing this like out of the pocket experimental radiation treatment to see if that would help him. And I remember us being in the hotel room, and he had just gotten done with his treatment, and he was recording with you. Like, I remember watching it. I can see it just like it was yesterday, him at the desk where he was recording sessions with you, and he had just gotten done with this treatment. I'm like, how are you doing this right now? But just to give you insight into what one human is possible of what they can do is unbelievable. And don't count yourself short, because I mean, it's not like he was a human just like all of us, and just that mindset, it's just incredible to me.
Yeah. How many of you went through the six-figure blueprint? Right? So just think about every insight from him in that course was after hours and hours of radiation. Think about that, right? I mean, it's just crazy. And so we were blessed to do that together, and that was just so awesome, so glad. Because I told him, I'm like, dude, more people need to know your stuff, and I would love to introduce more people to your stuff. And that was the reason I wanted to capture it, so that more people would hear it, because I know I had been blessed with it. And it wasn't until, to be honest, it wasn't until after he passed that I even went through most of his courses. Like I went through his when I met him in Austin. I don't believe you were there. And so I met him in Austin, and I buy his whatever course he was selling. I don't remember what it was called. And I get 20 minutes in, I'm like, this guy is brilliant. I got to hire this guy. And so I'm like, hey, I want 4 hours. I want to cover these four things. And he's like, man, you're intense. And so after that, I just hired him versus, get his courses. And then afterwards, I went through, Solomon CEO, which was fantastic and amazing. But I wanted to share, what were some of the big lessons that he wanted more people to get? Like, what were some of the like how to show up in life, like principles? Like, what were some of the things that he wanted more people to get? And maybe we could impart some people who haven't been through any of his stuff.
Yeah, so I think it's intermingled. That's a loaded question. I think he really wanted people to look at his life and really learn from watching him. So yes, his Solomon CEO, he's a really big Solomon fan who is, a leader in the Bible that had, the most riches and wisdom. And so that's who he learned from in the Bible. That's one of his big mentors. And so I think one of the principles would be expansion, just the dominion that each individual can take on this earth, the potential that you have. and that you can intermingle it with family, and that you can, so I think dominion, if I had to sum it up into one word, I would say dominion.
That's a great word.
I would say dominion, and that we all have the ability, we have the codes, right? So there's codes in life. You have a moral code, and I think you can have a business code, and you mix those two together, and your dominion can just, everyone has an area of life where they can take dominion. Everyone's got different gifts, but you can do it. Does that make, am I making sense with that?
Yeah. Is that, you know, as far as your reach, as far as your impact? Yeah, give her a hand. Absolutely. Yeah. So what are you up to nowadays?
Oh, boy.
Miss with Brave Wings She Flies. Talk about this, because you've kind of created, I feel like, a movement of, you know, just kind of how you've been branding yourself. And I don't know all the details of what you're doing with some of his past work and what you're doing. So tell us about what's going on now.
You know, when people tell me that and say they see all these things, it's interesting because when he passed, it was, you know, I started on Facebook just kind of posting, like, my emotions of dealing with, you know, whether that was, I'm like, I don't know if this is the right or wrong answer, but I've got to get this out. It just, it makes me feel better. And then with each post, you know, I would get more and more responses of different people who are like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just lost my spouse, or I lost a child, or I this, that, or the other. By you sharing, it's really empowered me. And so then I continued to share. But in the meantime, so that's one aspect of just me sharing my journey of losing my best friend, losing my soulmate. And it's intense. It's an intense journey. I'm not even sure why I started doing it, but I did it. And I'm continuing to share it, and people are telling me thank you. So I'm continuing to do it. So there's the journey of that. But then Mark also, because he was a businessman, he had such a strong foundation of businesses that kind of died because he was the face of them. And so as he slowly went down, the businesses did, but the foundation was still there, right? And so I've had people ask me, like, why, you know, do you feel a need to carry these? Like, why are you doing this? It's because I am so in love with them. Like, I was so in love with Mark. Like, I didn't choose to be alongside of him. And so, like, I saw him. I had so much vision for him. Like, I remember telling him one time, he had me pray over him before he was about to launch a product. And I remember praying, like, God, like, I pray that the world, like, this goes around the world and everyone sees it. And he's like, ooh, I think you're getting a little selfish there. That might be asking too much. But that's how much I believed in him and what he was doing, and that I was along board the vision of it. And so for me, it wasn't even like, I didn't even think about it. It's like, oh, well, we've got this. You know, we've got his info products. We've got the original travel product that he brought us to the success that we're in, that all my memories with him traveling and the kids are from that, which I'm so in love with that, because, and his wisdom, his products, right? And then he started, we have, you know, life insurance. So we started a life insurance agency that we've got, like, the foundation. He's got his videos for it. And we started that because our journey, if you don't know it, is, you know, we had a term life policy on Mark. And in 2014, through whoever it was at the hospital told us, well, look into that. You might be able to get accelerated benefits. And so back in 2014, we were able to use, I think it was like whatever the policy was, we got like 90% of it to put towards, just to get us even with life, because we're like, oh man, like, we don't know what this cancer journey is going to be like, right? Well, then we were done. That was it. We were out. We didn't have any other finances in place. And that's part of the reason why he kept working, but he had such a passion for that, you know, teaching people, like, you gotta have this, like, you know. So we got that foundation, and then we started the Solomon Foundation.
I mean, isn't that powerful? Like, something that really benefited him and his family, even in the face of tragedy, thought, you know what, this would help other families too.
And well, and he always wanted to teach people his mistakes. His big thing,
right,
was, you know, you don't have to go through what I went through. Like, learn, a lot of, you know, leaders like to do, like, learn from my mistakes. So he wants to teach people, like, hey, you can be prepared. Like, you don't know if something like this is going to happen to you. So he wanted to create and teach. That's just who he was. He wanted to make the mistakes and then teach other people how not to make his same mistakes. And so there was that, and then close to his latest project, in the shoe project, was creating the Solomon Foundation. And so we held 3 years in a row, it's called the Lemonade Crusade, and it was teaching young entrepreneurs, young kids entrepreneurship through a lemonade stand. So we have all these videos and teaching them upsales and, you know, all through a lemonade stand. And so I'm really excited because we just got approved. The foundation is live and it's official, and I'll be starting to share more about that, but it's through a lemonade stand. So,
yeah. It's awesome. And I'll be honest, I heard Mark talk about that a little bit, and
I'm really excited about
this one. So tell me, how does, I know you're still, you know, getting all yep. the ducks in a row, whatever, but talk about, like, what do you mean by lemonade challenge? Like, what, tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, so we've held it, like I said, in 3 years, and it's basically what we did was each summer we hosted, Mark has, like, step-by-step videos teaching kids how to have lemonade stand. Now,
so when most people, I think, hear lemonade stands, like,
you know, easy.
Yeah, lemon, water, sugar.
Yep.
What's the problem? No.
Oh, no.
No.
Just like he told Ray to not have a messy background and not slouch.
This is exact and extreme salesmanship of how to have the most highest producing lemonade stand.
Highest producing.
Right? So tell us, like, what are some of these videos?
Okay, so.
Like, what do they show?
Yep, so at the very end, you are to make a video of your lemonade stand showing the profit and loss. So he has a video teaching, like, okay, so you need to write down everything you paid money for. So he's teaching about upsales. So you have a lemonade for, like, 25 cents, 50 cents. Or actually, he taught to make it donations because you'll get more money if you do it, you know, donations versus, you know, 50 cents.
Now, not donations to a charity, but just whatever you want to give.
Yeah, whatever you want to give. And so, Mark, okay, so it's, you know, partly, you know, give the donation and then it's upsale. So, like, okay, you're going to have that. Now go out into the dollar store and you want to buy, you know, cars that are five for a dollar, and then maybe you charge a dollar for each car. But you can make, you know, it's another way to make little cars, toy cars.
Oh, toy cars. Okay.
Toy cars. Sorry, trinkets.
Yeah.
Whatever. A little upsales from the lemonade, and then the presentation. He was all about, oh no, you got to have fresh flowers on each. Like, you are not going to win if you don't have fresh flowers, live music playing on a speaker while you have a lemonade stand, and you're greeting them with please and thank you, and you're making brownies or something on the side to sell as well. And so it was very particular.
Did he ever? So Mark was famous for his rebukes.
Oh yes.
Which he never gave me one. I'm very sad. I never got an actual rebuke. He would give me feedback, but not. I asked him for it, and he was always hesitant. did he ever just, like, tear a kid's stand? Like, did he just, like, ever tear through a little kid?
No. Now he.
I don't know that I believe that.
Well, now our kids, yes.
Oh yes, yeah.
Our kids, yes, of course. Like it had, yes. But he part of it was you had to have a mentor, so the mentor took the kids, right? So he was mentoring the mentor and the kids at the same time. So it was up to the mentor that helped the kids to give. So he basically taught the mentors how to give constructive criticism in regards to the lemonade stand. But you know, we only did it 3 years, and so it was still like in. Process too.
Yeah.
No, he didn't tear apart any of those little kids, and they were crying afterwards, like, ah!
But the thought, the quality, the details, just like how it's just really, really cool.
SolomonFoundation.com. Yeah. You can check out the lemonade stands, and you'll see my kids' video on there to see, like, and other people's videos to see the standards of a lemonade stand.
So say that, so it's SolomonFoundation.com?
SolomonFoundation.com.
YourSolomonFoundation.com. And
so we're going to host one this summer. Dates to be announced. But
and
my movement is like, I'm really excited about this.
Oh, no. No, go ahead. What were you saying?
So I want to get like 50 to 100 lemonade stands around the world this summer. So
yeah.
That's the goal. And that's the vision.
That's so cool.
And then like have a conference and like, oh, so this was another part. So
and I know I agreed.
You're a member.
I know. I'm something.
Yeah, you're a member on
what
the foundation.
I am, but Mark, I remember him saying, hey, man, will you be a part of my foundation? And I'm like, I think I said, what does it entail? And he's like, well, are you in or out? And I said, okay. And so, so
I shot a picture to Ray. I'm like, I don't know if you remember this, but you're officially a member of this foundation. Hope you're on board.
I'm a happy member, whatever that means.
Exactly. So I don't know what I was going to say about this now.
Yeah. Now, you're doing like a podcast or something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So this is another aspect that's going on. This one I'm really passionate about too. So my point is, like, I'm not doing this out of, like, begrudgingly doing this. Like, I truly believed in Mark and everything he did, and I'm so passionate about it myself. So Mark, in his mentoring, he developed this game called Limitless, and it's a real-life game that he basically created. Jaden is one of the people that he, over there, 25-year-old. At the time, it was like 18 to 25-year-olds. He's basically helping these young 18 to 25-year-olds life, health, wealth through an actual reality game, like, you know, keeping your wallet clean or your car clean or reach out to this person and emotionally, you know, do this or executive communication. It's gamified. It's step by step, right? And so we just got that cleaned up, and we created a gamification software. And so this software is going to be released soon, but Limitless is the reality game that's on the software. And so that's going to be launching soon. So we're doing a Limitless podcast that's going to help promote the game as well.
Awesome. So, very cool.
Not to take in, but it's exciting times.
Awesome. Was this cool? Awesome.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad you came.
And I would love to thank everyone for all of your support, whether it's, you know, Facebook messages or buying the product. The support that you've given myself and our family it doesn't go unnoticed. And I'm so super grateful. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.